We all like pictures of moments that reflect the best of our shared history. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sahana Mukherjee, assistant professor of psychology at Gettysburg College, examines why this can lead to denying injustices of the past.
How do we remember our nation's past? When you visit a museum, what do you take photos of? Why? My colleague Fia Salter and I examined these questions in the context of America's immigration history. We went to Ellis Island Immigration Museum at NYC and asked visitors to share 10 photos of exhibits that they considered most important. People took more photos that reflected nation-glorifying themes, focusing on positive aspects of immigration history, compared to photos that reflected critical themes, focusing on historical injustices. We also conducted a lab study and exposed people to an equal number of glorifying, critical, and neutral photos. Our participants preferred the glorifying photos to the critical ones. And the more they defined identity in ethnocentric terms, so to be truly American, one needs to be Christian or speak without a foreign accent, the more they preferred the glorifying photos. But how does ethnocentric identity emerge in the first place? To complete the loop, we exposed people to glorifying or critical photos. Exposure to critical photos led people to deny ethnocentric identity and perceive more injustices. However, this happened only when the photos were paired with the American flag. Without the flag, we saw the opposite effect. Critical photos led people to deny injustices. So, if we want people to identify current inequalities, we could expose them to past narratives on injustice. But it can be threatening to think about the past in a negative manner. So for now, pairing these narratives with the American flag may change how we engage with our country's past.
That was Sahana Mukherjee of Gettysburg College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.